get your feedback in advance. Hello, Malcolm here. It's Tuesday Teaching Tip number 407, and it's part 12 of our current series called Your Voice Matters. These are tips for new and inexperienced speakers, and today we're talking about getting feedback, but getting it in advance. This is a tip from my good friend Rob Payne. We had one from him before. This is his second tip. And he says this: pray and practice. That's his tip. Pray and practice, preferably with people who can give you constructive feedback. Now, we covered the prayer point earlier in one of the previous recordings. So today I'd like to discuss engaging with people who can give you constructive feedback. Specifically, I'm talking about feedback before we speak, not just afterwards, though that is also helpful. But let's talk about this feedback in advance. If you are an inexperienced or a new speaker, the chances are you could make huge improvements to your lesson with small tweaks that other people would see as obvious, but you would undoubtedly miss. Not your fault, just a question of experience. So why not make the most of other people's experience and wisdom in advance so that you don't have to put things right afterwards? There'll be plenty to learn anyway afterwards, but why not tweak it in advance where you can so that you help yourself to be more effective in your preaching and teaching? Let me share with you about my first sermon. Oh my goodness, long time ago. My first sermon was a shared sermon with my friend Stephen Arthur Allen 37 years ago. We did half the lesson each. Neither of us were ready for a full sermon, or maybe they just didn't trust us. I don't know. I don't blame them. Before Steve and I spoke, we went to see George. George was training us for in Christian ministry, and we preached our lessons to him in his lounge. I still remember precisely where I was, the color of the chair he was in, and everything. It was so nerve-wracking. It felt very strange preaching to him as if talking to hundreds of people. It was a bit weird. However, as weird as it was nothing compared to the actual event. When I got there, I was part inspired that Sunday morning, and I was part terrified. I think mostly terrified. I remember getting lost in my notes at one point because it was all handwritten in those days, and I think I turned over the page wrong or something. I remember getting tongue-tied at another point and not knowing what I was supposed to be saying next. I also recall specifically doing something in the lesson that George told me not to do. I'd done it in the practice session, and he said, actually, that's not helpful. Don't do that. Do this instead. And then I went ahead and did the thing he said I shouldn't do actually during the lesson. The lesson was not impressive by any judgment. It wasn't. But I have to say this. Without the pre-feedback session, it would have been a lot worse. Trust me. So let's talk about feedback channels. Feedback channels. Let me offer you a few suggestions as to how to conduct your pre-lesson feedback. Of course, what works for you will depend on your circumstances, so don't take these as rules. Firstly, record a condensed version and send it to a friend. I was preparing a talk for an AIM UK and Ireland New Testament survey session recently, and what I did is I made a screen recording of myself doing a draft, abbreviated version of the lesson, and sent it to my colleague Andy Bawachi for his feedback. I used QuickTime on the computer. There's versions of that kind of thing for all computers these days. The final class was 20 minutes, but my draft class in this abbreviated draft format was about 6 minutes long. It wasn't everything, but it gave Andy the gist of what I was talking about. It showed him my slides, and I asked him for feedback, and he gave me feedback that significantly improved the lesson when I delivered it just a few days later. That's one thing you can do. Second thing you can do, send your notes and your slides to someone to have a look at. Send them your notes, send them your slides. Make a draft outline of your notes and slides if you have them. Send them to an experienced speaker in advance via email. If your files are too large, you could upload them to Google Drive or Dropbox or something like that, and then pass on the link. How full those notes are, or the slides are in their completion, that's up to you. You might want to send a full text of what you want to say, or just bullet points. I don't think it matters that much. It's whatever will help you. Thirdly, for feedback in advance is to practice in person. like I talked about that I did with George. There's nothing like practicing in front of an actual human being. You could arrange to visit your friend and teach your lesson to them. You can ask them for two kinds of feedback. Ask them, firstly, what struck them on the day that you practiced with them, like immediate feedback right there and then. First impressions can be very helpful. But secondly, also, you could ask them for feedback a day or two later, after they've had time to digest what you said and how you said it. Fourthly, video yourself. Why not conduct a feedback session with yourself? Preach your lesson to the camera on your phone and record yourself on your phone, your laptop, or any other device, and then watch it back on the largest screen you have available. That helps because it's more like how people will see you. And what do you notice? Pay a special attention to the following. Parts where one point does not flow naturally from another. You make a point, you make a second point, you think, I can't see the connection. Notice where that happens. Pay attention to any points that come across as vague. You finish your point, you think, and when you watch yourself and you think, actually, I don't know what I was trying to say there. Also pay attention to illustrations that do not enhance the point. Think about whether your illustrations actually make the point you're trying to make. Pay attention to any physical movements or tics that distract. Maybe you keep scratching your nose, or maybe you're doing the stuff a lot, which we all do more than we realize until we video ourselves and watch it back. And I still watch myself back and am embarrassed by how many what they call disfluences there are. Then when you've done that, make notes and then make some adjustments as necessary. By the way, I'm recording these videos for new and inexperienced speakers, but these tips apply to people like myself who've been speaking for many decades, so you might find that useful, even if you've been doing this kind of thing for a while. A couple of questions to finish off here. So, how do you feel about getting feedback in advance? Perhaps you're nervous about doing that, and that's completely understandable. I'm still nervous today. When I sent that video off to Andy Boachi, I knew he'd give me some good feedback, but I still felt nervous. He might judge me. Oh, well, this is where our trust in God and our humility is tested. But I think it's helpful to do this because it's an indication that we trust that God will give us the strength we need to handle the feedback and that he will use that feedback to ensure that his scriptures, and bear in mind, this is about him and his word, not about us, that his scriptures are presented even more powerfully to the people who need them. So do you have any thoughts on this? Please leave a comment anywhere that we can see it because we learn best when we're learning in community. And do consider joining me for AIM UK in Ireland. We're currently doing New Testament survey. If you have any questions about the Bible, drop me an email. If you'd like a copy of my free ebook on spiritual disciplines called How God Grows His People, then sign up for my newsletter at the website malcolmcox.org. If you can think of anybody that might benefit from this, please pass the link on. And remember, at all times, to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care, and God bless.